This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back. We have Simon, our special caller, and again, you're getting pretty special on the program there, Simon. I want to pull up this thing, and I'm going to just put up the picture of of the latest and what's going on here. Let me see what I have this. Here it is. One of the things that I have right now, it talks about, this is a little video clip I put up earlier. It's called The Restored Republic by a GCR update. Now, I want to put up the picture. This is a picture of me and Michelle. She's having a great time. She went and visited my oldest son with our daughter, Kelsey, while I had to attend this video conference of the Advanced Medical Conference here with Dr. Batar, etc. And some things I was pleased with and other things I wasn't pleased with. But this hour I want to do a little bit of a special thing for people. I want people to call in. But I'm going to give two or three points that I want you to hear. A lot of people, when they say, I don't give my guests a chance to talk, that's if they're not either making a point that's important, I don't like dead air, or if they see something wrong, I'm going to correct them right away. I'm not nice, and there's not a nice molecule in me for letting people talk just to entertain. I'm not going to do that. I want people to walk away with truth. When they finish this show, whether it's me or the guest, and you don't usually have dead air, Simon, so I want you to, but I want to mention three or four things. Firstly, you sent me a link just before the show here about the collapse of food supply where they hacked into the meat packing plants. We know that with Biden, if he gets this giant budget he wants for so-called green agenda, which isn't green at all, I was one of the charter members of Greenpeace half a century ago with Patrick. These people are lying pieces of crap. There's no such thing environmentally, and most of this is just pay off their buddies. I expect Trump to come back by August, but it's going to be messy. Because the powers that be are trying to indict him by July, which isn't going to happen. The military in control, that's why Joe Biden doesn't even fly in Air Force One or even have the unlocking codes for nuclear warheads. And I don't know if a lot of the stuff going on in the White House is green screen. So there's a lot of theatrics here. I mean, this is like reading a Minority Report. I expect, number one, in the next 3 months or so, that many people who have been vaccinated are going to start dying, like I call it thalidomide and steroids. I expect the collapse of the dollar between now and, even if Trump does come back, it wouldn't surprise me at all if the dollar collapses and we have to move to a new kind of financial system. We'll be talking about that. I think food supply now, the government wants this and the globalists want the food supply to be strained. So why would someone hack into the food supply and hack into meat packing plants if they didn't want to starve people? They want to beat us into submission. This is all brainwashing. It's all a brainwashing protocol. I have actually a video I'll be posting up probably on my BitChute, my Brighteon channels. It's really well done. It's by Mike Lindell's network, and it's amazingly, academically superior. So I'd like you to make your statements today of what you predict, because my predictions are, if Trump doesn't switch horses from his vaccine horse, which he's on now, if he returns, he's going to be worse than Biden by 1,000 times. In fact, the public, when they see all the people dropping dead from the vaccines, they're going to call him the Antichrist. So I want Trump to meet with me in the next week or so. I wanted him to get on side with the EDUCAP, which I was inspired to do because of him jumping on with Azar and these stupidity things they were doing. So I'm an expert on genetic engineering. I have more knowledge than all these doctors at the Badar conference, including the ones I've interviewed, Dr. Kadiri Made, who's in kindergarten on this, and Dr. Terry Menpenny. And all these other doctors, they're in kindergarten. They do not have the classified access to information or the almost now 5 decades of research in this area. They don't know a freaking thing about what's really going on. And then there are even 2 people in their conference that basically said there was no virus. These people need to be bitch-slapped into sitting down and shutting up. God, honest to God. And then when I have the actual gene clade analysis and I know exactly how they build it and I have the papers given to you, Dr. Francis Boyle, this very brave man last year that inspired me to put together my patent. I can't believe they have the nerve to say this kind of crap. And then I hear them trying to say that they don't understand the new viral infectious theory, which is a virus particle is a crystal that can't infect anyone unless it's inside a vesicle and has to attach to a strep receptor. That's how the 1970 pandemic was created when they made it a typhus vaccine in Fort Lupton, Kansas. They extracted the genes from it, and that's how they created AIDS. AIDS is an extract from the 1917 typhus pandemic where they artificially and experimentally created a super weapon by a mistake when they combined pig and human flu and created a new recombinant that created the sections that attacked the mitochondria. So I'd like you to go for a couple of minutes now, Simon, and give us your take on where things are going, because I see economic chaos, food chaos, social chaos. I see Biden flailing when he realizes the end is up, that the audits are coming forward. And it wouldn't at all surprise me that he tries to go, you know, house to house trying to see if they can force vaccinate people or make laws. Look at the universities. They have, I played this thing video clip earlier, and I maybe want to play that again. This is so over the top nuts. Let me put that one on here. This is the one that was with Del Bigtree. Let me put this on for a minute here.
You've probably seen it. The rule is very simple. Get vaccinated or wear a mask.
Batteries and all forms of
support for getting vaccinated. State parks, VaxPass.
They're all pushing vaccination.
Vaccination rate this moment.
Look at them, he's eating fries.
Hold on. I don't know about you, but fact. And it says, quote,
4-year scholarship.
Cash giveaway.
Under the move in a state that prohibits lotteries and all forms of gambling.
There is no amount of money that is.
That's in Utah where they actually don't even allow people to gamble, but they're going to give money to people that take the freaking vaccine, like they get lotteries now. This is so obscene and so against the Nuremberg Code and so on, and against the emergency use authorization, which is supposed to only occur if they don't have any other treatment. We had not only hydroxychloroquine, which is very useless, but it's definitely helpful if you start early, and ivermectin, which is much more useful. But my first line kit is infinitely useful. It'll stop all pathogens instantly, and even if you just have the Neutrodyne. I had one guy in southern Manhattan who was from Trinidad. He has a fruit stand there in Wall Street. And he sold hundreds of bottles of it to people and made a fortune, by the way, because he bought it from us and resold it. And not one person who took just my Neutrodyne got sick or died in the world. Not one frigging person. It's easy to defeat. If you protect the mitochondria, if you kill the fat by virus, if you raise the vitamin D and oxidative stress levels, boom, it doesn't do a damn thing to you. If they've simply gone to every senior home and given people vitamin D, given them an intravenous of vitamin C, for example, if they're starting to get sick, like the guys I advised in New Zealand back in 2009, no one would have died. This is a medical incompetence of an unbelievable level. You know why? Doctors get trained in no intermediate metabolism, immunotoxicology, genetics, pathology, whatever. They're dumbasses. And the few that have enough brains, they're gutless. The gutless, brainy guys won't step up because they don't want to lose their license or their income or their position. So your turn, Simon. Go ahead.
Well, I think the short answer is where we're going is hell in a handbasket, isn't it? I mean, the situation overall.
Well, I think it'll come back, but we have incompetence. Even the people currently managing Trump. The first thing is we couldn't get through to Trump for 4 years plus with John W. Spring and I over missile defense. Now, a lot of people want to just put me in a medical basket. I have many hats. I'm probably one of the most talented people living on Earth right now. And I'm not being exaggerating. It's because I want to give these gifts to people. In fact, most people on Earth should get my EduCap virtually free so that they can actually survive this and the virus can't mutate and kill more people, because the people who have been vaccinated are now bioreactors. And we also want to get rid of all vaccines everywhere. We want to vaccinate people nowhere. And we want to use immunization with natural molecules so we can get rid of malaria, West Nile virus, and other things naturally by inducing natural T and B cell immunity, which we can do with the EduCap microRNA. We want to also get rid of autoimmune disease and cancer, which are caused by a disturbed immune system, and even the gene silencing of aging. So in the future with my technology, everybody needs to get functional testing. I call quantum testing first, then blood and imaging testing, then interventional treatments, including special good food that has minerals in it, and food value, which our food with GMO doesn't have food value. And we need to have healthcare should be a right. If you live, you should have health. You shouldn't have to buy health insurance. I'm not talking about communism. I'm talking about making sure that the insurance carriers follow specific rules, and they follow these rules where the doctors are paid an hourly wage, that people can, everybody can get access to nutraceuticals and write it off against their taxes. They don't pay a freaking cent. And everybody can get interventional functional medicine care so they don't end up getting cancer if they do. Or they don't need a bypass. They simply take supplements to open up their arteries with insulin, with a, you know, laying, as I say, on a table to have a imaging heart pulse of, you know, we call a CVAC table. Or with chemotherapy, we don't do all those things. In fact, in the future, I want to have a EduCap to dissolve, say, breast cancer. You just take a pill a day and boom, bye-bye. What we've done is we've turned our system into keeping people poor, impoverished, and under the gun. And it's sickening. And I don't want to see anybody anywhere in the world without a warm bed, a good full stomach of healthy food, and no diseases. No need for all this crap. We're not talking about communism. We're talking about compassion. And a system where we actually make sure people can have a decent life. We'll be back in a moment.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Your name, Sam, and what state you're calling in from?
I'm calling from Canada, near Toronto.
Ah, very wonderful. Ontario or some other province? Ontario?
Ontario, yeah. Ontario.
Yeah, wonderful. Okay, so Sam, go ahead. And by the way, Canadians are actually just as smart as Americans and just as tough, and they're just more polite. That's why they're not going to get your guns anymore, they're going to get our guns, but Canadians are more polite, because I've lived in both countries, and I can tell you, having taken care of Canadians, They're more polite, but they're definitely just as tough. It's Texans. Tough as Texans, without the accent. Go ahead.
Okay, so I had a bunch of questions. I've already typed it in the chat, but I had to log out and log back in because for some reason it froze.
Thing is, you can put in a chat there, but I won't see the chat because I'm actually on other stuff. So just tell me your question or your comment. Go ahead.
Okay, so let's say someone got COVID and recovered, and then they took the EDUCAPS. How are they going to be affected?
We hope they will have some immunity. The test they're using for it is called a PCR test, and you have to do what's called cycles. The PCR test was admitted by a gentleman who says the test is useless to determine, number one, if what level of immunity you have, and they're actually changing the number of cycles to determine if someone has adequate immunity, if they've been had natural immunity from being infected, or if they have immunity from the vaccine. They don't want people to have natural immunity because they want to vaccinate them, even if they have natural, which doesn't make sense. If they tested every American and Canadian, they'd probably find 56% are already in natural immunity from being exposed to the virus. And that virus immunity might last 6 months or a year, who knows, and then would reboost if they get re-exposed to another coronavirus. The fact is that the EDUCAP will not only block this particular virus, but block all coronaviruses. What's coming, because they have these bioreactors called vaxxed people, they're not only spilling out spike protein toxins, but a thing called infotoxins. These are microRNA because their body's all screwed up, and they're sending out signals to screw up their nervous system, etc. Remember, these are informational molecules. And it now also makes them sick so that when the virus is inside and the poor virus is having a bad day, they went in these bodies and now all of a sudden they're being forced to mutate. Now, 95% of them plus is going to become less lethal because the virus doesn't like to kill off their hosts and their host population. Otherwise, they have nowhere to migrate to actually replicate and have their home. It's like, you want to destroy all the homes? Well, no, you don't. But occasionally, the virus is going to go insane, become a schizophrenic virus, and it's more lethal. And we've seen that happen with the ivermectin formula, which was used with Ban in 20 Nations. And that formula was used with a different name in India, and it's made them now ivermectin resistant. Super viruses and the spike proteins coming out, people are very toxic, and people are dying like flies. And I have reports from my sources, which are classified, that there's cases are going to start showing up here. They may try to call it something else, but when they actually track down the gene clade analysis, because when I hear knuckleheads that think we don't know the genetics, they're total idiots. We can analyze within minutes the actual gene clade analysis of any virus and see exactly which part of the virus mutates. The only part that doesn't mutate is the sigma-1, which is a protein with supercomputers that Dr. Lieber at Harvard re-engineered, besides doing the work on lithium nanolase to interface with your cortex with AI technology, which I tried to explain to Dr. Mate, but she just wouldn't listen. She understands kindergarten level of AI stuff. I'm into the super high-tech stuff. They tried to induct me to work on it 42 years ago when she was a 5-year-old, and I was asked to do research in DARPA and told them to go screw themselves back at UCLA. So I know everything about it. When I classified sources, which is above top secret, you can understand what's going on. The EDUCAP is the solution for not only this virus. You can modify the EDUCAP if you have a new pathogen from a different type of virus. Within 1 week, if we know what the specific incubation is, we can make an EDUCAP to block any super pathogen or bioweapon and give it to everybody. And we can prove immunity with a proper IG subclass for antibody test, which is done at a certified lab in Las Vegas. And it will prove to you have immunity. You can get an immune card and certificate. That means you do not need a vaccine certificate or take a toxic that I call vaccinocide certificate. These freaking vaccines are going to kill a hell of a lot of people that don't have adequate nutrition, vitamin D, or mitochondrial function.
Yep.
And most of them are going to die of vascular disease, autoimmunity, cancer, or neurodegeneration caused by spongiform encephalopathy in your brain with ascitin 1 proteins and so on. People don't get an idea here. We're going to see the death of millions. And that's why I got to get through to Mr. Trump, because he was not knowledgeable in science. He handed over to Azar. He's still making the thing because he's basically, you got to understand, Trump's a very good guy. I support Trump. But what Trump did is he trusts people around him like his son-in-law, who's a maniac, who works with George Soros. He trusts scientists like Azar. And after he even talked to Kennedy, he had a visit with Bill Gates, and Bill Gates convinced him to listen to him rather than Kennedy, who's a brilliant genius and has a real heart for mankind. He's a scientist as well as a lawyer. And instead, Trump's trying to be acted like a superhero because he created the virus and saying he's not getting enough glory. This is going to burn back on you, boy. if you keep pushing the vaccine thing and people start dying, when you return in office, say, August of this year, they'll consider you the Antichrist. So you need to get off the vaccine horse and get on the EduCap horse. And I was inspired by you, Donald J. Trump, to make this and put a ton of my money and time into it to do it. And now with our funding, we're going to be probably having our bioreactor this week and give people their capsules next week. People need to realize the guy that has all, not some of the answers, is appointed by the Most High God as Dr. Frickin' Bill Deagle, dead 69 and a half years ago, resurrected from the dead there and 8.5 years ago. We've had 4 times dead or near dead, and God kept on saying, the devil's not going to take you yet, Deagle. I got stuff for you to do, and let me tell you, I'm an obedient son of the Most High. All right? And I can tell you, there's lots of fraud out there. I'm not. If you can say a lot of things about me, I'm a pain in the ass. I'm a speak over my guests, do lots of things. But if you think you can outthink me, you think you can defeat me intellectually otherwise, I'm going to make your day miserable. And I am going to do the will of the Most High God and the EduCap when we put it out there. And I want to make sure everybody on earth gets it so that this plague is over. No more face diapers. No more social distancing. No more craziness of cutting off our food supply by hacking into the meat plants. No more bankers with the Druidic Council of 12 and their exchange of human flesh through babies and women and everything. No more drug trades. No more deep state. No more reducing the world population by sterilizing us with vaccines. This is disgusting, and it's going to friggin' end, and I'm going to be one of the ones to advise, like Samuel, President Trump, and he will be the greatest president, the king of Ephraim America, that this nation has ever seen when we advise him. He will be, with our help, the best president we've ever had. Go ahead.
Well, I just have some other questions.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm ready.
Oh, okay.
Ask me any question on earth or offers. One of the things. I empower people, I want them to ask me questions even though I'm completely, completely stymied by your question, because when I'm stymied, I reach out to God even while you're asking the question, and he'll give me the answer. Go ahead.
Okay. So have you heard of the Bob Beck blood purifier?
Tell me about it.
It creates electroporation in the cells. So electroporation enhances the absorbability of the cell or the ability of the cell to get things from the bloodstream. So I was just concerned with the infotoxins being shed by the kill shot. If I actually use this device, and I have this device, that's how I know about it.
Right.
Am I enhancing the absorption of the infotoxins into me from my blood if I actually get this stuff on me?
Yes, you probably. The problem is, you see, that people are nearby. These look like two different proteins in the brain, so they're actually going to cause spongiform changes in people around them. They're not just going to cause clots. They're not just going to cause people to have periods or rectal bleeding. They're going to do all kinds of damage to the bystanders if people are giving off these spectrotoxins. But if you take my rescue kit, you're fine.
You're containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system to our parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 1 15 mL of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Moderna is seeking full approval from the FDA for its COVID-19 vaccine. It's currently being used since it got emergency authorization. To be fully authorized, the FDA requires 6 months of data. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is standing by his opposition to an independent counsel to investigate the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol.
This is the probably the most comprehensive Justice Department investigation in the history of the country going on right now. Multiple people have been arrested. Many will be prosecuted.
The Kentucky Republican talking with reporters in his home state. President Biden in Oklahoma to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa Massacre. The Atlantic hurricane season officially underway as it's June 1st. And you're listening to USA Radio News. As things continue to open up, welcome news for the cruise industry.
Carnival Cruise Lines was given the okay by the CDC to begin sailing from three U.S. ports, the Port of Galveston in Texas, as well as Port of Miami and Port Carnival in Florida, for its return to guest operations this summer. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Two people are dead and over two dozen others hurt after multiple mass shootings around Miami over the long weekend. Miami-Dade Police Director Freddie Ramirez says they have received multiple tips.
Those are three killers, and we need to get them off the streets, and we're going to get them off the streets. And anyone that's associated with them, is involved in this activity, is going to go to jail as well.
Ramirez promises there's zero tolerance, and anyone caught committing a crime with a gun will go to jail. A $130,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the suspects in that shooting. This is USA Radio News.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Listen to Dr. Bill Deagle, period. Not just other guys, including Dr. Batard. What I saw in that seminar this weekend made me want to vomit.
Yes.
They had two doctors on there pretending that there was no virus. They had people not talking about my protocols, even though they knew me personally, including Dr. Kerry Made, that the EDGECAP project is moving forward to block the virus completely. And we proved it last year with the spike protein. We took the spike protein with me and Dr. Singh. We injected it after we made a specific microRNA by incubating with people's own blood. We didn't have a bioreactor then. We created a dendritic vaccine against the virus, and we checked their antibody titer with IG subclass 4 at the certified lab, and we proved that 100% of them within one shot, either into the lymph node or intravenous, they had reactions. But I told all these doctors, including Dr. Tenpenny and Dr. Made, and they all know this, and no one reported it. Okay? Also, my first line defense kit is 100% effective, not 70% or whatever like ivermectin, and nobody talked about that. Then they don't even say they don't understand what causes the toxins. We know spike proteins are a toxin. They're not the main toxin. It's called infotoxin by microRNA. When you love someone, the love molecule is in your breath, comes across as an infotoxin molecule to your relative when you breathe on them. But also, if you're vaccinated because you've been exposed to the virus naturally, and you breathe on your grandma, you're transferring molecules to your transfers to immune system. Part of your immunity, you're transferring informational molecules in your breath in microvesicles. The theory about microRNA is that all life forms are dependent on this. Literally supersedes even the DNA theory of genetics. It's the microRNA theory of the immune library that even solid state memory in your brain, the hologram, is even condensed to microRNA. I could literally theoretically give you a capsule to make you learn how to do martial arts. I literally, theoretically, to give you a molecule to make you immune to every known pathogen, so you just take a bunch of pills, or we call a smoothie, and your immune system can test to make sure you have T-cell immunity, not just B-cell. B-cell is antibodies that can tag it, like a green laser. T-cell that can kill it with superoxide radical 100 million degrees. But do these doctors talk like that? No. They talk about philosophy, positivity, and all this other stuff. Like, you can be positive, but you have to take action. And when they talk about action like lockdowns and social distancing and so on, they want social distancing because once they stick nanotechnology in you, they have to have you 6 feet apart for the 5 and 6 feet team to be actually send a scalar beam directly to your freaking brain or your DNA so they can either kill you or control your consciousness. And I know because they asked me to work on this 42 years ago when Dr. Made wasn't even in grammar school, let alone being first grade. All right? And I demand respect. I don't ask for it. You're freaking going to listen to me or you're going to face the music. I am sick and tired of people not paying enough attention, or you don't even need to agree with me. I want a dialogue. If you don't agree with me, for God's sake, having up balls, male or female, by the way, there's more women have balls than males nowadays, to actually argue with me. Please, I beg you, argue with me and tell me why I'm full of crap. But use it in scientific and logical terms. Don't do it in an emotional, usually you won't let your yes speak. Prove to me why I'm an idiot. I love to be proven. For God's sake, do it. But I don't get that. I don't even get the respect of people. Actually, I tried to interview with, for example, Alex Jones or Mike Adams. They're not going to have me. I'm like a loaded cannon on the deck of their ship. There's no freaking way these idiots, including Dr. Tenpenny, who's done 436 interviews last year, done one with me, and I guarantee you when I try to get all these other doctors, they're going to run like a little bunny getting away from the wolf. They don't want to engage Deagle, because I'm going to find out whether they're logical, like when Dr. Tenpenny said, spike proteins are from the J&J vaccine, I had to send her a paper to her afterward and talk to her on the phone. No, it's double-stranded DNA. Or she's got 20 points of how it causes it. It's repetitious. There's only one mechanism. Okay? Disruption of the electron transport chain in the extracellular matrix of mitochondria and hydroperoxy radical, causing cross-linking of the vital Brennan's factor and mitochondrial failure. Period. There's not 20 different mechanisms of how the mitochondria die. There's one. With a couple little arms on it. Do you get it? Now, people may not like me, but I'll die for you, but I will not lie to you or put up with your bullshit. Now, people don't realize that. They don't realize why I've gone through so many co-hosts and so on. And they think, well, Dr. Deagle, you don't let your co-host speak. Well, if they're not saying something logical, I have to cut in. But if they say something stupid, I'm going to cut them up. I'm going to do an intellectual vivisection with my laser scalpels and bone separators, and it's going to hurt because it's going to leave a mark. Your comments, please. Go ahead. And if you don't like it, turn the radio off, walk away, and die. How's that?
Did Sam have a final question?
Go ahead, Sam.
So the difference between the microRNA that you have with the EduCaps and the current mRNA technology that the kill shots are producing.
Totally different. MicroRNA is when your body gets exposed to a pathogen and develops a memory molecule how to recognize a pathogen. We're not making RNA of the host like the spike protein. And these idiots, what they did, they put in a gene to make you make the spike protein so your body would attack it. But it actually, what it does is suppresses T-cell immunity. See, if you, it, give you an example. If you go into an army and you gave everybody in the army, night vision scope and everything, and you gave them all green lasers, but you didn't give anybody guns. Or you gave them guns, but they had no bullets in them. Lots of guns, fancy clips, no bullets. And everybody had green lasers and night vision scopes that can see the pathogen, they can see it all. But guess what? No bullets. No bullets means no T-cell immunity. This actually suppresses your T-cell immunity, so you're going to eventually get infected with the virus or other pathogens too. Other co-pathogens, meaning spirochetes, viruses, bacteria, other kinds of crazy things, because your whole immune system is going haywire. No, it's totally different. This is like inducing natural immunity by taking a memory molecule and putting in a Lonza capsule after we incubate it and telling your body, hey, I'll give you an example. Let's say you want the answers to a test and you want to cheat, okay? And I could give you, and you had your laptop in the exam room, and I could sneak a little USB drive like the size of a penny into your hands. You could slide it in to give you all the answers to the questions, and you got 100%. That's because you had a USB drive in your nervous system and your immune system to tell you exactly how to answer the questions. That's what this is. That's how all life forms, humans, animals, amphibians, insects, right down to single-cell organisms. MicroRNA controls the epigenome. That's why your eye is the size of a regular eye, not the size of a dinner plate or whatever. And when you age or you can't regenerate an organ, your epigenome is being shut off. I have broken the code of all life forms. This is like equals MC squared for biology. My discovery will change medicine and veterinary medicine and animal husbandry and everything for the biological systems of this or any distant planet, because it all works in the same mathematics. Doesn't matter. It's most likely carbon-based, but it doesn't matter. The same mathematics applies to any informational system where a reproductive organism can create an informational system for recording in nonlinear holographic technology. It's all stochastic, fuzzy logic, nonlinear mathematics, period. We're all basically a hologram controlled by epigenome. All right?
Okay. I had another question, though.
Go ahead.
If I can. Okay, so you mentioned, let's say, some other super virus came around. Like, I know the
if another super virus comes around, we just find how it attaches to the receptor. We make an incubation within a week. We have an incubation. We can spread it to all other incubators. We can give you an exosome, in a freeze-dry capsule, it gets to the terminal ileum and a Lonza capsule, which is a patented technology. And boom, you're immune to that too now. So this will replace all vaccines. This will replace military and vaccines for children and adults. This will replace a treatment for autoimmune disease, cancer, and even gene silencing of aging. I have all three keys of Methuselah. First is epigenetic frequency therapy I presented in 1981 called Folon Major Cytogenetics. The second is 6 years ago. I got a God actually audibly talked to me and told me the only time you don't age is when you have a placenta. I then worked through research that I could do that if I simulated by giving you red deer velvet molecules, which are the same molecules as placenta generates to keep you from aging in utero, and put in a Lonza capsule. I got the patent 2.5 years ago. It's the only molecular formula in the world that gives you a placenta back, so it stops your aging. And the third is the EduCap. And all three things will stop you from aging. The only thing in the future you'll die of, supernova, right, stupidity, and selfies.
Okay, so speaking of the EduCap and how you said that you changed the lock to the entrance.
Right, what it does is you take the sigma-1 protein, you incubate it with the dendritic cell line, it creates a micromolecule to identify the sigma-1, so it creates a T-cell that can actually recognize it and create superoxide radical 100 million degrees of the sun that can kill the virus so it can't even attach to even enter or replicate. Pretty cool, eh? And simple.
So with that lock...
Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order. Or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, NutriMedical, Medical. Friday is the firing line where we take your questions and issues. You call in to 888-212-8871 and talk to either Michelle or Chris. And those questions are answered on air on Friday, on the Friday show, 12 to 1 Pacific, 2 to 3 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern live. Also available on podcast. You can email at contactus@NutriMedical.com. Or call 888-212-8871. We leave your question with Michelle or Chris, and we'll answer your issues or health challenges on air on the NutriMedical Report program. Listen live to your particular questions with your first name, your city, your state, where you're from, or country, and we will try to help you with your health issues with a free protocol. You can also get free protocols if you call 888-212-8871 or email us and you'll get a free protocol. And if you've purchased even one product, you can get a call back live after the show by Dr. Bill or an email back with your specific starter protocol. Question on anything, and I have the answer. And not just me, because I'm connected to the father.
All right. So my son is a bong, pot-smoking, vape-smoking, type 1 diabetic 18-year-old.
Right.
Now, the EduCaps will be safe for him no matter what he does otherwise?
Doesn't matter.
Healthy lifestyle? Okay.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It'll be healthy for anybody, even if you die of cancer. Here's the thing. We're just giving a memory molecule that teaches you to block a virus coming in that can wreck you if you've already got bad body, your body, you're diabetic, whatever. Also, by the way, I have protocols for type 1 diabetes to regenerate your pancreas, but in the future, we'll have not only epigenetic frequencies, which I'm working out, the peptides and so on, but we'll have not only more advanced and sooner than just the peptides we have from Europe right now under Dr. Cavinson from Russia, the Nonlinear Institute. I'll be having my EduCap patented the technologies. So I'll be able to regenerate organs. You'll take my EduCap for your pancreas, your liver, or whatever is being destroyed or regenerating your prostate, and it'll rebuild it. And they're going to be much more powerful than the ones we currently have, and they also will work with your stem cells. If you get a stem cell transplant, you need epigenetic frequencies, which are the microRNA, to tell the stem cell what to do. It's like if you send a really smart student that has a high IQ, but they don't know anything, you got to give them the books to be able to learn what they're going to do. That's the microRNA. And you also have to give them the building blocks. If you tell them to build something, if they don't have all the pieces to build, how are they going to rebuild your liver, your brain tissue, or your eyeball? So when I talk to stem cell clinics, and I work with stem cell clinics all over the world, they don't have a freaking clue. They're wasting people's money. If you just take my Red Deer Velvet and my other supplements, I can increase the success of your stem cell transplant, whether it's a ethically absorbed, umbilical cord, or one they take your own stem cells and multiply them. And there's ones that they do. Okay, stem cell lines are safe, non-toxic. Because remember, you don't want to get stem cells from somebody who's either had, let's say, the EduCap, or they previously had an infection like AIDS or whatever, because they might be transferring a pathogen to India. Right?
Right.
And you got to also remember, they're also transferring microRNA. Like when you get an organ transplant, like an organ or blood, there's microRNA actually, their physical memory molecules in their brain actually in their blood. So that's why the Mormons... Well, now the Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses are very concerned because they know there's actual parts of that person's identity that are actually in their blood when they transfer it. Their memory molecules, you may not remember exactly what they were, but certain people have got habits. I've talked to people who've had a kidney transplant from somebody, let's say, was manic depressive. And after the kidney transplant, they become manic depressive. All right? Do you follow me?
Yeah.
All right. So you got to understand... We're an informational organism. We don't think of that way, do we?
Right. No.
Well, that's also true of organ transplants, Dr. Dio.
I've seen this over and over again. So I made this theory years ago, and I've worked out the details. The things that make me different are three things. Number one, I realized until when I was a kid, I always got beaten up by my parents and teachers and everybody, but I was stubborn. Number one, my first word wasn't mommy or daddy or baba at 10 months. It was no. Second, it wouldn't matter how many of them beat me, I would still seek the truth. Very stubborn. Number three, fearless. It wouldn't matter how big the bully was. So I have a theory. It's called, instead of sin, it's called deagle do. I don't run from the enemy. I run toward the enemy. I run toward trouble. I use strategy to get them in a position where they're weak and I'm strong, and then I behead them, whether it's in court or in person. And the approach is actually you have a deagle do attitude with God behind you, and then you inspire other people to have a deagle do attitude too. We defeat the enemy because they're gutless bullies. They always want to think they're superior to you when if they figure, for example, if they came to my home, they don't want to see two or four of the six guys or eight guys that come here to kill me go home even if they kill me. They don't want to see their buddies die, but they will if they come to my house, even if I'm just by myself, because I got exotic weapons. So you got to understand the people like, you know, Bill Gates and these other people that think they're billionaires, they're just bullies. And they're gutless bullies, because if you actually show the backbones to have strategy and actually rage legally file pro se litigant actions and force them into court and take injunctions against them and start seizing their freaking assets and actually challenging them, what we need to do soon, if this doesn't settle with Joe Biden and the courts and judges, we need to have civilians with the sheriff and the military march into the governor's houses, like the one in Michigan and elsewhere in Washington, D.C. We need to go in there and march as citizens with our not planning to hurt or kill anybody, but all our weapons and our body armor on. We need to arrest all these son of bitches and put them in the military tribunal, give them proper rules of evidence. And I don't believe in murdering them. Actually, I'm a mean bugger. I want to keep them alive for centuries so I can embarrass them in spitball prison. Now, I know that John W. doesn't like this, but to be honest, some of them deserve to die, but die is too kind. It's too kind. If I can keep somebody alive two or three centuries where my great-grandchildren can embarrass the crap out of somebody, I'd much rather teach them a lesson by taking these people who have done horrifying things to our population and killed or destroyed the biology of my brothers and sisters and other people. I got family members right now. If I'm not standing over them giving them supplements, they're going to get sick and die on me. That's my own personal family, and I'm pissed beyond pissed. I'm ready, but again, I'm going to do what Deagle do on these buggers. I'm going to file legal actions myself. I'm working on injunctions myself, and I'm daring them to come after me. They want to interview me in courts. I'm supposed to give evidence in a grand jury in New York City in the next few weeks. I'm one of the primary witnesses about the demolition of the World Trade Center because I was the ex-examiner of the Murrah Building. They're terrified like other buildings. Even, you know, Barbara Honegger wants me to be on the Burr Bear. She's a little nervous about even having me in the grand jury in New York City in the next few weeks. I'm one of the prime witnesses there in the Pentagon. Do you know that?
No.
You have no idea how far Deagle goes, do you? And when I hear people think they know better than me, I'm willing to learn. If you've got grade 5 and experience with experience and knowledge, I don't care. You don't have to be a genius. Just be honest. I'm willing to learn. But if you're going to tell bullshit and tell me I got 5 PhDs, I'm this and that, and I got those positions, prove it to me intellectually and logically why I believe you. I believe you if it's proof. But when you tell stuff like I saw this weekend on this conference where these two doctors get up and try to prove there's no virus because they couldn't culture to do this and that shit. I was a charter member of Greenpeace over half a century ago. I did my PhD by sleeping on the lab floor beside the simulation counter in marine oceanography and bacterial genetics half a century ago at age 20 before I went into medicine. And I'm going to tell you, most doctors are dumb as a bag of rocks. 2% have the brains to be smarter, but none of them have the guts to do anything. They do not have any intellectual cojones, period. And when I actually vote there, I find more women have cojones than men. Isn't it interesting? More women have balls intellectually than women. Now, some of them don't necessarily have the brains to do it, but at least they have the balls to actually start speaking like these ladies, like, you know, some of these other lady doctors. But you got to tell the truth, right? Go ahead.
Well, Dr. Deal, when it comes to the lions, the lioness is by far the fiercer fighter. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, except when somebody like me, I'm what's called an alpha male, triple alpha male. I'm like a king alpha male. God made me like my ancestor Moses. When he actually raised me up from the dead, he says that Moses was, you are, as Aaron's rod was, which is a branch of almond leaves, clay and iron ministries will be. We're dealing with druids. Joe Biden's a druid. The Pope is a druid. The high-level ministers inside the Communist Party, like Xi in the Communist China, are druids. They're all members of the same druidic class. They may be called a different name, but they're all druids. They worship the amphibious draconians from Alpha Draconis, the star system that's been destroyed by the explosion of Betelgeuse. They're the ones that ruled the ancient world and all the pagans on earth. They were the ones that killed all the ancient Hebrews and Jews. You have to understand, it's the same friggin' enemy all over and over again. The same one. It's not a different enemy, it's the same one. It's all through the Bible. It's in every ancient holy book, the Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishads, the Book of the Dead. The ancient people in Atlantis and Mu knew all about it. I knew everything. I was actually a member, tapped up by the Dean of Medicine, Phi Rho Sigma. I taught all the ancient rules and information about Atlantis in medical school by my Phi Rho Sigma, high-level fraternity buddies who were tapped to the highest level of a medical fraternity that brought information all the way back from Atlantis. People say, how do you know all this stuff, Dick? I said, God had my daytimer. Do you think I wanted to apply for this dirty job? You got to be freaking nuts. If you want to think I'm an egomaniac, you're out of your freaking mind. I have a dirty job like Micro. This is the dirtiest job on earth. I have to see my own relatives not treat me with respect and commit vaccinocide, and I got to save their sorry butts, even if they want to spit on me. Okay?
Yep. Oh, Dr. Deagle, if the caller with the questions is still on the line, I would advise him to go to deagle-network.com. Look up the information at the top of the website where it says the EDUCAP study and First Nation Medical Board. Read over that.
You're talking about Deagle Network, not Deagle.com. The Deagle.com site is a site where they actually have a plan. My name is Deagel. They reverse it like L for God. The Deagle Network is where you get all the stuff with the EDUCAP. It explains that.
I thought I said Deagle-Network. My apologies if I said
that. Yeah, don't worry about it. The Deagle.com one is the one where the globalists say, you didn't become the Pindar. We asked you 29 years ago to become the understudy for the Pindar, Deagle. You rebuked him. You should have become the Pindar yourself. And Satan's mad at you, you sumbitch. No, you would have been a perfect good minion of the dark side.
Yeah. I have a question about, like, a God on speed dial question, because I don't know who else can answer this.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're being cut off of Genesis here. so we'll bring that question tomorrow. Call back tomorrow. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Pray to God that we get
over.
Do
you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. You like NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.